Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got trolling or rolling with our fellow Fox Sports Radio colleague, Martin Weiss, at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. We're about to get into some NBA talk about the Nets, who are blazing hot, 112 in a row. But before that, Rob, quickly, we talked about a Mike Florio report today that the NFL is considering having the Bills and the Bengals play a Week 19 game. All right, so they'd be the only regular season game that weekend. And instead of them being the only teams playing, the NFC would play their typical wild card weekend, and the AFC would wait a week to play. Obviously, that gives, you know, teams that aren't the number one seed a bye weekend or a bye week. But there's some talk of that. Rob, we talked to Greg Jennings. I've heard other NFL players say on TV today that if they were in the Bills' shoes, they would be really upset about losing the number one seed without getting a chance to fight for it on the field. They've been playing for that all year. They're 12-3. The Chiefs are 13-3. Chiefs are number one only because they played another game. And if they don't play this game and the Chiefs end up 14-3 and the Bills beat New England this weekend and are 13-3. Presumably, Rob, they would give the number one seed to the Chiefs. I guess there's that option that you still could give it to Buffalo just on the strength that they beat the Chiefs head to head and obviously don't have You know, the 14th win largely because they didn't even get a chance to get the 14th win. So
right.
What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only way to do it is by percentage. I think that's the only fair way, because if you're the Chiefs, you say, wait a minute, we get it. We only played them. They beat us once, right? We didn't play them twice. Okay, they had one chance. They beat us. Okay, I give you that. But we have more wins than them, you know, and we're being penalized because of what happened. So I just think it's hard to do that to the Chiefs as well. By just picking the Bills because they beat them. If everything was equal, then that would be a tiebreaker. But everything's not equal, so how could that be a tie? It's a funky situation, Chris.
Somebody's going to get
somebody
the short
will be
end
slided,
of the stick,
yes,
no matter what.
There's no doubt.
In that scenario you just proposed, the Bills could say, look, we beat them, right? We beat them on their own field. We've been playing for number one seed. You know, why we're getting slighted, and we lost a teammate to injury for at least the rest of this season, presumably. So, but there's no scenario, Rob, where it's fair.
We you do think one, the we Chiefs talked are going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, let them be the number one seed. We won more games than them, but yeah, that makes
I
sense.
I mean, it's no. going to be dictated by the league, obviously. But I think, Rob, at the end of the day, and I don't know the answer. I mean, I thought maybe a coin flip doesn't sound too crazy. One of the callers presented that. But I'll say this. I do think, Rob, that with this scenario Florio presented, I think whatever you have, you have to get the Bills and the Bengals players involved. If the Bills players are like, look, this number one seed is critical to us. We are willing to play a week 19 game and heck, give our first round playoff opponent if we end up playing that round. You know, give them a bye. We don't care, but we want a chance to get the number one seed and home field advantage. If they say that and they're adamant, you know, it'd be a vote, but the majority of players feel that way. And the Bengals too, I think you'd have to give it to them. And if they're like, look, we don't want to give anybody an extra bye, we'll win wherever we have to play. We don't care about, you know, we wanted number one seed, but.
But this happened, right?
Yeah, then I think you can not play the game. But I just think whatever they do, Rob, they should include the players. And you know, like go to the team, have them go to the captains, go to the play. You know what I mean? Do it in an organized fashion. But I think the players should have a say in this.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get some input on what's important, but ultimately it's got to be an organizational. You know, decision like the GM and the owner and the coach, they got to really think about what's going to work for us. And again, yes, you want home field, Chris. You want people to have to come through Buffalo. I get all that, but it doesn't guarantee anything. You know, so you, if you're using that as the only reason that you think you can win a Super Bowl because it has to come through Buffalo, well. The Buffalo teams that went to four straight Super Bowls had had people go through Buffalo and they didn't win.
Well, they got to the Super Bowl, though.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
but they helped them in the AFC.
Right. But I'm just saying, yeah. It's not a guarantee you're going to win a Super Bowl because you have to get there. I understand they want to get there,
Super
but I'm
Bowl
saying.
Back then, they never had home field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just not. It shouldn't.
Nothing's a guarantee.
It's important, but it shouldn't be like. If we don't have home field, we won't win. We can't get to the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think they would say that. Right. All right, Rob, let's move to the NBA. Right now, the Nets in Chicago, they're down 68-57 in the second quarter. They are seeking their 13th straight victory. And, Rob, obviously Kevin Durant is leading the way, and he's playing at an MVP level, and he's in the race. He is very much in the race with Giannis and Luka Doncic. For the MVP, Jason Tatum, maybe Donovan Mitchell. He's right up there. Jokic, Nikola Jokic, they're all fighting and they're all playing great, and he's one of them. But Kyrie Irving is also a huge part, Rob. They're a Batman and Robin for sure. And Kyrie, Rob, since he's been back from his issues earlier in the year, let's put it that way. They are 18-3. They've got the number one net rating, no pun intended, in the league. They've got the number one offensive rating in the league.
That's impressive.
They've got the number six defensive rating in the league. He's averaging 26 points, Rob, on 52% shooting, 42% from three. And they have moved up to not only the second seed in the East, Rob, but the second best record in the NBA. And there was a story in the New York Post this week posing this question, and I'm going to pose it to you. Is Kyrie Irving playing himself into a max deal with the Nets or anybody else?
There's a long way to go, but we know he's talented. If Chris somehow, some way, he can get through this year, no more issues, play well like he's been playing, there'll be a suitor because they'll be like, he went through hell. He got through, you know, he turned a leaf. And you would hope that, you know, you're not going back down that road. You never know, Chris. You get the deal and then you could do a flip-flop. But sure, there will be somebody interested in signing Kyrie to a deal if there's smooth waters. If there's another issue or situation that comes up down the road, then that's going to scare people. But at the way they're playing, and it's all about basketball in Brooklyn. Chris, you're in New York. You don't hear nothing else, right? Zero. Basketball.
No, it's all hoop. But do you think people, if you're running a team, Rob, and let's say there's no more issues this year. Do you think teams, I do. I think teams, and I'm not saying this, there's 30 teams. All it takes is one. But I do think a lot of front office people and owners, for that matter, will say, Rob, it's a contract year. He lost his Nike deal. He knew he had to be on his best behavior. And he was great. But if I give him a four-year contract, does it go back? And it might not be, hopefully there's no type of vaccination situation we have to deal with again, right? It might not be, hopefully there's nothing like the Jewish situation he was in earlier in the year.
Right.
But Kyrie had his issues before that. Taking, you know, a week off here or there. Injuries, that was a big thing, injuries with him. And Boston, it was, you know, issues just leadership-wise. He got tired of playing with LeBron. Like, I would still, Rob, look at that like, man, I'd have a hard time giving him a four-year deal. The thing is, what about the Nets, right? That's where he's at. That's where he's wanted to be. Rob, if they win the championship, which is possible, then if I'm the Nets, sure. He got us a ring. He's great. Hopefully he's matured. He's going to tell me he's matured. He's going to say all the right things. We win a championship. I got Kevin Durant the next 3 years. Why not? Right? If we get deep in the playoffs, don't win a championship, Kyrie's a model citizen the rest of the way, plays great on the court. I'm ideally, Rob, if I'm running the Nets, I'm like, 2 years guaranteed, player option and team option, if both team and both can have options for a third year. That's what I'd like to do. I think the only teams with money, max money, Rob, next summer, Houston, the Lakers, Charlotte, Detroit, Indiana, Oklahoma City, Orlando. None of those are great situations, except maybe the Lakers. Maybe. And Kyrie obviously wanted to go to the Lakers this summer, at least to some degree. So they would be a threat, but would they offer him that a long-term, a four-year deal? So that's what I'd want to do if I'm the Nets, you know. And then if the market means I got to pay him more, maybe I do. But I would want to do like a two-year team option for a third year, Rob. Max money.
Yeah, I get what you're saying and putting safeguards in for yourself.
Yep.
But that might not be what the market is and what you might need to do. It's a risk, Chris. I'm not sitting here acting like all's good, nothing happened in the past. But it is about a business. It is about talent. He does something unique that a lot of people can't do. And that's why people have put up with some situations that haven't been the best and have signed people. And then other guys have not gotten paid. I always think of Boogie Cousins, Chris, who remember, was on the verge of a $200 million deal with the Kings. You remember?
Yep.
And they balked, and they traded him to New Orleans. He got traded from everywhere he went, Chris. The chance of him getting that deal diminished to where he never got it.
Right.
Like that can happen.
Right. Right.
So.
All right, we're going to throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If Kyrie, let's put it like the New York Post did. Do you think Kyrie Irving may be playing himself into a max contract next year? What would he have to do this season to get a max deal from you? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. And that way you would have all your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Is Kyrie Irving playing himself into another full max contract? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andre?
How you doing, folks? Thanks for taking the call. We all know the adage, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Kyrie Irving, if the Brooklyn Nets win the NBA championship, this man cannot get a max deal. Reason being, Kyrie Irving, this man defies the laws of physics. There are more sides to him than we have dimensions. So this year, he has been on his best behavior, particularly since Jacques Vaughn came into the leadership. But based on his background, what we've seen year after year, Chris, you hit the nail on the head. 2 years, you can get max money. He has to go sign one of those LeBron deals, a short-term deal at max money. Anything we're talking 4 or 5 years beyond that, Kyrie, you're going to have to make concessions. And if you want – and so that's where I'm at a crossroads. In conclusion, here's my overall point. You see this, that guys play in that contract year above and beyond, and then they drop off after that. I have to use a big example, Ben Gordon, okay? Played himself into a contract, okay? Never heard from again. A further back example, people might not remember, Charlie Villanueva, okay?
I mean, obviously those guys aren't near Kyrie's level, but your point is that with Kyrie, the issue wouldn't be his ability. It would be off the court stuff.
It would be. Are we going to have a headache once we sign the deal?
Right. If he plays, he's going to be good. Right.
Yeah. And that's what people are looking for. They want talent. So it's hard, Chris, to just look at him. He's available and say, man, look at what he did in Brooklyn. Okay. We know it was a contract year. Maybe he's matured. He went through a lot with the anti-Semitic stuff, Chris. You know what I mean? Like he went through it. Like, let's not act like nothing happened. He went through it.
I think the only – but he – all of that stuff he created. I think the only team outside of Brooklyn – and again, the only way I'm even considering a max deal is if they win the championship, if I were running Brooklyn. I think, Rob, the only team outside of there that might consider a max deal for Kyrie, like, you know, 4 years – he's eligible for 4 years, $198 million. Is the Lakers. I don't, these other, Houston, why? I got a bunch of young players. I don't need him, you know, mixing with them. Charlotte, I got LaMelo Ball. Detroit, why would he even want to go there? They got young guys too, Cade Cunningham, all that. Oklahoma City. Now, Indiana's interesting. I mean, Buddy Hield, Miles Turner. We'll see if they bring everybody back, but, you know, they could be a good team with Kyrie. Oklahoma City, they got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They got the big kid that in the draft, Chad, you know. And, you know, Orlando, they got Paolo, you know, and they're going young. So even among these teams with money, Rob, I just only see the Lakers being the competition. And they could be big competition because we know LeBron would want him. And AD would probably want him. And can you imagine LeBron, AD, and Kyrie? So, and he would probably want to go there. Or certainly second to Brooklyn, maybe. But so that's it, though. I just think if I'm another team, he's 30, you know, like you said, the headache, potential headache. Hopefully it's none of that for the rest of his career, really.
Let's go to Sydney. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sydney. In Dayton, Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sydney?
Who they?
Oh, what's up, man?
I just want to say howdy, guys. And actually, I would give them the max deal, kind sirs. I would. And the reason being is because sometimes it's not about the content of your character. It's about how you're dropping those assists and triple-doubles.
Well,
sometimes
he averages 4.5 assists a game, so.
Apologies. To stand corrected.
That's
there
right.
You go.
That's right.
He's really a two-guard. He's really a right, four-guard. Right. Ben Simmons is their point, yeah. But go ahead.
But, yeah, I would look past some of the – I wouldn't even call them antics, because if you're just speaking your mind, I don't know if it's antics if you're really using your freedom of speech and your God-given amendment.
Can we stop? Let me say this one thing. Freedom of speech, I just want people to stop saying that. Do you know what freedom of speech is? Freedom of speech is that you can speak out in this country against the government, the president, and they're not going to send police to your house and arrest you, okay? You could say whatever you want. The government stinks. The president stinks. That's the only freedom of speech. When you work for other people, you can say whatever you want, but there's no protection that there won't be consequences.
But that,
Chris, am I wrong?
But that all, well, that nope. also moves... The goalposter moved on it, and I'm not defending what Kyrie said at all.
No, I'm talking about what saying, freedom of speech
out on a religious issue.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about
their workplace. I hear you legally,
what you're protected from. I'm just talking
right,
about protected
saying,
in the United States is what I'm talking about.
But my point is that we still believe we have freedom of speech.
That's
and
not
if
what
somebody I'm, say somebody says something. Defending their religion, and the people in the workplace, their job don't like it, but it's just their religion. It's nothing, you know, criminal. They should be able to say, I mean, that's what we're about. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech. I get what you're saying, Rob, legally.
I'm just talking about the protection.
But it also is based on the popularity and the move, ever-changing morals of society in a lot
of
situations.
Yeah, but that's not what you're protected by when they say, when freedom of speech. It's about
Well, it's a little bit of both, because a lot of people will claim freedom of religion, and this is my belief system, and there's a defense for that.
But that's not what you're protected on. I'm just talking about when it was written about freedom of speech, it's about being able to criticize and not have a government that would arrest people who are against whatever the president or whatever.
Right, but still,
that's what I'm saying.
People in America believe they can generally speak their minds. Now, if you're speaking negatively about, you know, a race or a religious group or something like that, that's one thing. But... you know, people believe that. I mean, what is America talking about now? Everybody's got their own truth. Well, what if my truth is different from your truth? Like, I mean, it's just.
A lot of times it's based on the changing
morals of the society.
But you can say whatever you want, Chris. That doesn't mean that people can't respond the way that they want. The same way that you might believe in something and you want to fight for it, you could have people on the other side who say, I don't buy into what you're saying,
right,
and I'm against you.
So whoever's got the power ends up having the control. No, yes. Whoever's got the power will end up being in control.
No.
And
no,
that's people
not what
are
I'm
saying, look,
about.
I should be able to believe what I believe and still work a job. And you shouldn't be, as
nobody's
long as I'm not out there hurting
that,
people,
nobody
you shouldn't be able to take my job away because I believe differently than you.
You can work, but it depends on where you are and what company and what your belief is could be opposite of the people who own the business. You can't
like
tell
I
me
said,
that if I own a business,
if I own a business
and you're anti whatever it is that I'm for, that I'm supposed to keep you employed in my place of business?
Oh,
is that what you're saying?
There's laws that's happening. That's actually happening. We can talk about that off the air, but that's happening. So I'm just saying, we're a pluralistic society.
No, when people bring up freedom of speech from the government and whatnot, that is about the government of the United States and the president not being a dictatorship and telling you you can't criticize.
That's all I'm saying. But we also got to deal with just people having different belief systems, too, and still being able to have a job and make a living and take care of their family. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up in a moment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or rolling.
That's right. It's trolling and rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. And just in case this is your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, reports say that Jim Harbaugh and the Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper had a conversation about the Carolina head coaching job. But don't worry. Apparently, it wasn't an interview. Now, Georgia and TCU advanced to the national championship, so Harbaugh was obviously available to have all the conversations he could have wanted with anybody in the NFL at all. But, Chris, trolling or rolling, Jim Harbaugh will have NFL success.
Oh, I'm rolling with that. He's had success everywhere he's been, college, pro. He's a program builder. You know, he's rebuilt Michigan into a national power. Obviously, he did that in San Francisco. They hadn't made the playoffs in like 8 years, and he immediately turns them around. Stanford. I'm not saying he necessarily have success his first year, like lead a team, a bad team to the playoffs necessarily. But I do think in time he would definitely turn an NFL team around.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I'm convinced Jim Harbaugh can't win a big game. And I've just seen too many examples of it. He can get you to a certain place, but at some point you got to punch your ticket and be in that class or win and show that you can get there. And when I saw the chance against TCU and the way that team was unprepared, not ready to go in the biggest game for that school and situation to get into the championship, it's just another example. I'm not buying Jim Harbaugh winning you a championship. He'll win you games. He'll win you a division. He'll get you to the playoffs, but he's not winning anything.
Trolling or rolling, I couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the New Orleans Pelicans have been humming this season, in big part to the big fella himself, Zion Williamson. Now, unfortunately, the former number one overall pick hurt his hamstring earlier this week, adding to one of the numerous injuries he's had in his career. Chris, trolling or rolling, you trust Zion to be healthy for the rest of this season?
Oh, my gosh. This is such a tough one. I'm going to be nice and say yes. You know, he hadn't yet proven to me that he's like an Anthony Davis,
but
he's getting close.
They see me rolling.
So, yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah,
I'm rolling with it, too. And it's unfortunate. He's been rolling. Playing great, but yeah. I'm not going to sit here and go, he's automatically going to get hurt again. But I don't know. If he gets hurt again this season, we might have to – think about being street clothes too.
I'll say this, Rob and Martin. New Orleans, they might look. Anthony Davis is the same thing with the Lakers. He can't stay healthy. But Anthony Davis wasn't the only one. Eric Gordon with that team. They had some good players when AD was there, and they couldn't stay healthy. Brandon Ingram's been hurt too. Like, it just, I don't know if it's dudes eating too many beignets and gumbo and that.
Look at their medical staff, Chris, and their team. Something's not right. Something's in the water.
Absolutely. So they do need to check something out as well.
Throwing and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Las Vegas Raiders played another close one but still lost to the 49ers like they've been doing all season, losing close games. But the story is Jared Stidham. He balled out as the Raiders played their first game in what feels like a lifetime without Derek Carr. Chris, rolling or rolling, Rob G's Raiders had their quarterback on the bench, and quarterback of the future on the bench for the whole season.
Oh, gosh. I'm trolling.
Oh, man. We've seen it time and time again.
Mike White. We could go on and on about guys coming out and playing well for a game or three or whatever it might be. But Jared Stidham has been a backup for a reason. And I'm not saying maybe he's a starter eventually somewhere. I don't know. I obviously haven't seen a ton of him because he hadn't played a ton. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm sorry. I'm going to get a better quarterback, a proven quarterback. Davante Adams shouldn't be experimenting. Max Crosby, they got a team that we thought would be good this year. So they're built to win now. Don't need to be experimenting with Jared the Javelin. So I'm going out and getting me a proven guy if I can. So I'm trolling.
Yeah, I'm trolling it too.
Oh, man. Hey.
And the thing that I think is lost in this season, even in that game that they lost, they were up by double digits. How many 17-point leads? They didn't get there without getting any points. They were up by 17 in these games. And the defense gave it up a lot of times in these games and why they lost. So I can't look at Derek Carr totally and say that it's just him, you know, and that's the reason why the Raiders lost this year. They gave up, Rob G knows this, more 17-point leads than anybody, I think, in the history of the NFL in a season. It's crazy. Mashugana.
Yeah, the Raiders were out there giving up 10-0 runs like they played in the NBA. So there you go.
Martin Weiss, Michigan grad.
Yes, did you cry in your beer, Michigan?
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, Chris, I listened to their show on Saturday after it, and I don't know.
VJ and Martin, or Martin and VJ.
Yes,
7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Saturdays right here at Fox Sports Radio.
And Martin was crying like a baby, he was so upset.
Oh, crying like a baby.
He was so upset about Harbaugh. He was so upset at Jim Harbaugh and his coaching.
Do you want Harbaugh back or a good riddance?
Look, I just know this. He took a pay cut and went to the college football playoff twice in a row. It's the most success he's had at Michigan in the entire time. Maybe we cut his pay by another third. But if you want to go to the NFL, go right ahead, buddy. Go right ahead.
Y'all were an afterthought before he got there.
You say that right now, Chris Broussard. I'm old enough to remember watching Brady Hoke go and beat Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl. You know what Jim Harbaugh has done since then? One single postseason game.
Did Hoke? How many times did he beat Ohio State?
In your words, Chris. Stop it. How many times has Harbaugh beaten Ohio State?
The last two. How about that?
So Chris, that's one more time than Brady Hoke. Congratulations.
Brady Hoke, yes, he was good early, but then he started struggling.
And his nickname was
3-5 his last 2 years, or
you know
five and
nickname
seven,
was?
And 7-6.
His nickname was Brady Joke. Brady Joke. That's what they started calling him. All right.
Brady Hoke's last 3 years there, Martin. 8-5, 7-6, 5-7. Stop it! Jim Harbaugh, he ain't gotten you the big prize, but you have become a national power.
We can get the little prize, too. And you know what we don't have to do? You know, all you national pundits, Chris Broussard with your little television show, all you are going to do is Harbaugh's a winner. What has he won in the last 7 years? He's a quarterback whisperer. You show me the quarterback since Colin Kaepernick that's been his guy.
He has not had good quarterbacks there at Michigan. I give you that. He ain't the quarterback whisperer when it comes to recruiting.
All right, Martin, don't do your show on the Odd Couple. Save this material for Saturday.
We had a few minutes to kill, Rob. I was letting him fit.
You know who's gotten a quarterback every single year? Lincoln Riley. No matter where it is or who he's
coached. What's Lincoln Riley done? Right.
He hasn't won anything.
What's he won?
You want a quarterback guru, either one thing or the other, because Harbaugh's neither one.
They listen,
Chris
Broussard,
winner.
I'm glad I ain't VJ Husky.
I'm saying this, at least one quarterback who was putting guys in a Heisman conversation.
All right. Hey,
so
be good.
What? All you win. Win. You
It'd be good to
winning.
Win a big game. Yes, he hasn't won
Thank
a
you.
Lincoln Riley. All right.
That's
big
our that's our man, Mark.
All right. Saturday, save it.
For more whining, tune in to Fox Sports Radio, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, every Saturday.
Oscar,
Martin and VJ.
Unbelievable.
More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, wrapping up another Worship Wednesday. And here is the progressive play of the day.
Oh, Adams. Roddy into the game. Has Morant running and finishing.
All right. That was the progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. That was, of course, the Memphis Grizzlies. And Rob, they are playing tonight, have played. And they prevailed over the Charlotte Hornets. Should I say the hapless Charlotte Hornets? 131-107. Ja Morant leads the way. 23 points, 8 dimes. Desmond Bane, 19 and 11 rebounds. Jaren Jackson, 17. Rob, I think now, Memphis last year, Rob, I thought was too young. This year, I think they have a chance to come out of the West.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I give them a chance. I mean, my pick is Golden State, but you know, they played Golden State tough last year, beat them by 50 at one point in the playoffs before losing, I believe it was 6. But, yeah, I think they're tough. I'm not saying I'm picking them, but I think that they are one of the top teams in the West. And unlike New Orleans, which obviously is derailed by Zion's injury, but New Orleans, Rob, even playing great, I think they're too young. They just have, even though C.J. McCollum's older, Ingram's now been in the league a while, they don't have the experience of a playoff run, you know what I mean, together in a deep one. And I think Memphis does have that, and I think that's one of the differences between those two teams.
Yeah, I mean, I like Memphis.
Yep.
I do. I don't know. They've been a little inconsistent for me this year, a little bit.
Who was your pick in the West?
The Clippers. I'm still sticking with that. Right. Clippers right. And Nets was my pick.
Well, speaking of L.A., the Lakers playing tonight, Rob, bad, unfortunate for the league. Nationally televised game against Miami, and LeBron, due to an illness.
He ain't playing?
Not playing. Not playing. I know. No AD, obviously. No LeBron.
It's just brutal, Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm not blaming LeBron.
No, if he's sick, he's sick.
Right.
If he's sick,
overall,
he's sick.
Yeah, overall, look, if LeBron at 38 needed to take, you know, a game off here or there, I'm cool with that. He's obviously been an Iron Man throughout his career. But I agree with you, Rob. In general, it's just nationally televised game after nationally televised game.
Is this TNT tonight? What's tonight?
ESPN.
ESPN. Chris, and you remember a couple of years ago, ESPN and Turner they were not happy with the leagues. No. You know what, with the league, and they're like, right, we're paying top dollar for these games. And there was a stretch. Remember when they had the Saturday night games on ABC or whatever? And there was a stretch of them where players didn't play. And they were like, what?
Nah, it's right. It takes all of the interest and intrigue and excitement about a game out of it. It just does.
And if LeBron's been balling, Chris.
Right.
Like, say, nationally, you haven't seen LeBron put up 240-point games. Oh, he's playing great. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I want to watch. Sit back. It's a
former team, right?
You know what I mean? I want to see the game or whatever and see LeBron. And then you turn it on and no LeBron, AD. And it's like.
Yeah. And look, here's the thing, though. You can say, okay, the TV, you know, networks, can they play hardball and say, look, your guys are missing too many games. It's not worth it. Rob, there are other networks that would gladly take the NBA, and that could put them on the map. You know what I mean? If they got NBA games to show you, it puts their network on the map, and that's a challenge. But I hope the league can somehow get things in control. And again, this isn't even about LeBron.
No, if he's sick, he's sick. But it's just that it's happened too often, Chris. It just has happened too often.
With guys that are young, guys that aren't injured, things like that. No doubt about it. So it's the Odd Couple. We are signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download the podcast. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars and a nice comment. And keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next. Fire's on the way!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.